Hi, turning back the clock on February 9, the day in 1964 when the Beatles made their first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, an episode that attracted a record-smashing viewing audience of nearly 74 million people.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
In 1997, the 167th episode of The Simpsons aired, becoming the longest-running animated series of all time, surpassing the record set by The Flintstones.
Simpson, Homer Simpson, he's the greatest guy in history. From the town of Springfield, he's about to hit a chestnut tree.
Feb 9 birthdays, music legend Carole King turned 79 today. The songwriter through the 60s went on to release one of the biggest selling albums of all time, Tapestry.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down.
Actor Joe Pesci is 78, remembered for roles in My Cousin Vinny, Home Alone and the Lethal Weapon movies.
I mean, I'm the smallest guy here. I'll take the small room. Okay.
Former senator, media personality, actor and author Darren Hinch is 77 today.
The government and Labor have 56 senators between them in the upper house. I am one person.
Australia's richest woman, Gina Rinehart, turns 67.
It does mean that profits stay in Australia.
And Oz cricket legend Glenn McGrath is 51.
It's better than close, it's out. It's what Glenn McGrath does so well.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of the father of rock and roll, Bill Haley. He was 55 when he died in 1981. Remembering Bill Haley on February 9.